It is Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know, I love that theme thing.
I do.
And Wednesday seems to be wacky.
Okay.
I like it.
This is a great wacky.
Okay.
It's something like Shakespeare, but it's also something like Monty Python.
Okay.
Or so says Blaine Swinn, who is the creator and director of the Chicago-based Improvised Shakespeare Company, who will be in town tonight at the Walton Arts Center.
Tell me how this works, because I keep hearing about it.
Okay, he says that the show opens with the audience given an opportunity to call out the title of a play.
Shakespeare play.
No.
Any play.
A play. He said they've gotten Rocky Hamlet Picture Show.
So you can make up your own
right
play.
They've gotten Midsummer Night's Menopause.
Okay.
Or they once had to do a play just called Justin Bieber.
I like it.
But he says it wasn't too bad. He ended up being killed in the end by the Jonas Brothers. Mm-hmm. So once they have the title, then they try to do the show with Shakespearean
flair,
English and Shakespearean references. So you don't say cell phone. You don't say Facebook. Facebook is a wooden post somewhere around town where people can carve messages or poke the board.
Okay.
And a car is a carriage. This guy has a PhD.
In?
I think philosophy.
Okay.
Something ridiculous. But he ended up doing Shakespeare as short form comedy. And then it grew up to be this. And they've been in business for 8 or 10 years now. So it goes over well. He says, every time we perform, the show is fresh and new and different. It is the only time it will be performed.
Right.
Which is cool.
So there's only one play each performance?
Yes.
Okay.
As I understand it.
Okay.
We'll find out at 7:30 tonight. It's only $10. It's part of the 10 by 10 series at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. And he says, the audience should try to trip us up with a strange suggestion. There's no such thing as a bad title. We accept the challenge.
So start thinking.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.